disappointing result, especially with the 4-1 loss. Let's talk about it. How did you feel about the loss afterwards?
Yeah, it's always disappointing when you lose. And I thought the effort of the players was great. It was tough conditions, very, very humid. We gave away some sloppy goals, which unfortunately it's an area of our game that continues to happen. But yeah, we're aware of it, and we're trying to to eradicate it from our games. I strongly believe if we can manage to do that, then we have more opportunity to win games. We had some chances. We had our moments in the game. At 2-0, Roy had a great chance to make it 2-1, and maybe the result is different. But in the end, if you give away sloppy goals and you don't take any opportunity that you get away to Melbourne Victory, then you're going to lose the football game.
Do you think you can amount some of it to the amount of young and maybe a bit more inexperienced players we have on the field at the moment?
Look, I don't want to use that as an excuse. I think the young guys are, they're learning, and, we can look at the positive of that, the quicker we can get them to 30, 40 A-League games, then we know we're going to have a better footballer, a more experienced footballer. And along the way, there may be moments where that inexperience does affect the result, affect the performance. But the club has a philosophy of giving young players an opportunity, so we won't use that as an excuse. If you give the ball away under no pressure, I don't think that's a question of experience. I think that's just a question of not understanding how important it is not to give the ball away. So we've been guilty of that. We were guilty of that the other night. And again, moving forward against Melbourne City, we have to make sure that we avoid doing that.
Yeah, well, obviously with a very tight turnaround of 3 days before with preparations, how are the boys looking? How are they feeling for tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, their wellness that they have to fill in every day tells us that they're ready to go, that they're looking forward to the game, but that's normal. Certainly after a loss and a game that's only 3 days later, being at home game against Melbourne City, Tim Cahill coming to town, New Year's Eve, everyone wants to play in that game. So this morning session, we'll have a look and see who's recovered and make sure that we put out a team that's 100% fit and players that are going to be able to run the distance.
Sometimes after a loss like that, a short turnaround can be a good thing. Do you think we've only got a couple of days to prepare? It's a good opportunity, I guess, to put that result out of the way nice and quickly.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it when you play two games in a short space of time and you have a defeat. I think regardless, this game is a game that everyone looks forward to. It's the last game of the year. It's at home against a very good footballing team. Traditionally it's a big crowd, so I have no doubt the players will be up for it. It's a big challenge, playing the two Melbourne teams back to back, but as a footballer, these are the games that I love playing in, so I assume that all the players feel the same.
You know Tim Cahill well. Tell us a little bit about what he brings to Melbourne City and as an opponent for you tomorrow night.
Yeah, look, he's a world-class player. He's, I think, our best ever goal scorer, and he's nearly at the end of his career, but he still manages to decide games, pop up and score important goals for his team. So, he's a threat, and he's playing in a bit of a different role for Melbourne City. But you know that when Tim's in the box, that you can't give him an inch, and anything that comes in, you can bet your house that he'll have his head on the end of it. So we'll obviously discuss that in our preparation moving closer to the game, and I'm sure that the players know that. He's a player that we need to look out for.
Looking at that attack, Cahill, Fornaroli, even Bratton, those guys moving forward, Kamau out wide, how much does that play into preparation, or do you just stick to to your own game plan?
Look, it's, we will have our own game plan, but certainly we need to be aware of that. We saw how quickly Melbourne Victory transitioned with Carl Fuller, Berisha and Truisi and Rojas. So Melbourne City have the same threat going forward, and I thought at times we dealt okay with it against Melbourne Victory. At other times we didn't. So we will need to improve in that area. But again, I think if we're if we can focus in more on not losing the ball in, you know, with our pressure in silly areas, then you'll obviously limit their opportunity to hurt you with their front four players.